Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Unique Abracay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. Hello, everybody. Shalom. Happy Sunday. Happy every day. Welcome. This is Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. They always said, you can't do it. I believed them. I trusted them. How could I not? They fed me, kept me safe in a box, and gave me a blanket. They kept me breathing in between drops of fear. Breathing, just to stay above water. Here, you can have that. No, you cannot do that. Don't bother, because you don't have the power. Surely you're not talented. Oh, and you ain't funny. It took a lifetime in a minute to cross the gates. It took forever to feel the crossing. The walk through the rusty metal doors that were painted over and over and over. Aching through the lifting of my right foot and then the left. And the stickiness of the dried up soil on my feet. One foot is out. And then my fingers, clutching the hinges, feeling the breeze of tomorrow. I'm out. My whole self is out of that box into vastness of sky, filled with its color. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment, the utterance of love. Express love to your neighbor, to your friend, in the same way that you express love to yourself. Welcome.
לטות פנייך נעולות ובימים אף פעם לא תדעי אף פעם לא תדעי כמה נסעתי בגללך דרכים בכף ידי דרכים בכף ידך כל פעם שמטוס אומר שהוא נוגע בשחקים אני שומע נסיעה אל תחכי אדם פרט תמיד ממי שהוא אני זוכר בכי זה משונח יש בי משהו שלא מכיר פעם לא תדעי הזמן המאורגן תלוי על השעון מחוג לכל דבר עוצר את השעון כל פעם שאישה ומי שהיא נוגע את הכביש אני נזכר בך ומרגיש כמו שהיית את ישנה ודאי ומישהו נושם אותך עמוק ידי אינן ידי האיש ההוא ידי המקנות בלילות את לא תראי בחושך לא ובימים אף פעם לא תדעי בשקט כמו גנב על ברונות גופן בנדודי שינה בהרהורי החטא תמיד אני חשוד במה שהוא שוטר מדבר אליי האם כדאי לומר לו שאני לבד ופעם כשהכל יהיה יותר פשוט אפילו המילה אומר לך משהו שלא נראה שוב אבל נשמע נפלא
your time. This is your year. Hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is a wonderful day. Every day is a wonderful day. This is a new time of rejuvenation, of coming into ourselves. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor, a sound therapist, and a guide for you who are ready to reclaim your power, especially if you are at the end of a relationship, at a crossroads. Relationships. Everything is about relationships. I want to start first with a few notes from this particular sound bowl, part of the work that that I do. The reason this particular one, this is a 285 hertz sound, as I work with sound to release toxins, first of all, and to start creating a space of receiving. Space of receiving from a wholesome place, at least at the point at that point of your journey, because sound is therapeutic on both cellular level and emotional levels and energetic levels. It helps heal cells, and it works to rejuvenate and heal your energy spots that have been taken out of center. Let's put it this way. In simple terms, so this particular one, 285 hertz, works specifically for bruises, wounds, skin wounds, cuts, because 285 hertz sends messages to two places. It sends messages to the cells themselves and to the brain to regenerate themselves. So work with this particular ball is really beneficial for specific targeted area. Now, each ball, I work with Tibetan balls. Each ball has seven metals. Each ball has different frequencies, different overtones of different notes, and they work on different parts of the body. And while I may be working on your shoulder, it'll resonate through your feet. So, just a taste. Thank you. and sound is the first step that we do in this, that I do in this work. Today is it's very interesting. The guest, I have a wonderful guest today. And it's not coincidental that she appears today. We were going to do a broadcast about 2 weeks ago, right? And it wasn't supposed to be. It's supposed to be today. And it's interesting because we're just past Hanukkah. We're past the festivities of light, the place where we are searching, where we are searching for that light, for that flame, because we know that that flame is in each one of us. We know that. We know that, and we feel that sometimes, and sometimes we don't know where to put the finger on. And searching many times, try imagining, you're looking through a big cart, a big box, plastic bin, that has a lot of cables in it, and you're looking for one cable. You're looking for that particular one cable, and you have hundreds of cables there, definitely organized. And so what we do, instead of digging in and sticking our hands in and trying to push, and we start taking cables out. The cables that we don't want, we take out. We take out until we find that cable. So similarly here, we remove the layers. I want to give first the phone number. So if somebody wants to ask something and ask our guest. Our guest is Mayan Shtal. The phone number, first of all, here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Mayan Shtal lives in Chicago, and she's going to share. She's heading a group. It's called Chicago United Parents, for parents who have been and are going through alienation from their children by the spouse, by the ex-spouse, naturally. If a spouse is alienating your children while you're still spousing, then you should check your sponsorship. But really, it is a hard subject. Because I went through that in my personal experience as well. Today things are different, and sometimes things work out. Things work out between the couple. Nevertheless, when it happens, it can be devastating, and it is devastating for both the parents, but especially the children, because with the children, the effect is later. But the reason I bring this up, the reason I feel that this is an important topic, and before we bring Mayan on online in a few minutes, excuse me. Friday on the video, on my weekly videos, I tied into the parashat, to the weekly portion of the Torah, Parashat Vayigash, which means approached. And I don't want to take the time to go into the story that is behind, the whole story that is behind of that. But in that scene, in that particular scene, Judah, who was confronting his brother Joseph, who was the high power, one of the high powers in Egypt at that time, realized that the punishment that they're receiving was not because... I realized that I'm talking about this, and I really have to go into this. So, so Judah was with his brothers, his 10 brothers in Egypt, and Joseph, who was sold by them, became the high power in Egypt, and they came to them for dinner. And they were invited, and turned out that Joseph did a trick, and he wanted to keep the youngest brother. And Judah, because he realized that this might be a spiritual reason for what is happening because of them selling their brother, at first he recognized that his brother supposedly stole that cup, and he said, "We are your slaves. But then when he realized that Joseph didn't want to punish them for the selling, he confronted Joseph. And what I'm saying here is that that when we are in situations with people, in relationships, and relationships is everything, really. We are connected, we are wired to be connected, we desire to be connected. And so we find, when we are in group with people, when we are with our partner, we find that there are conflicts and there are disagreements because everybody is in a different place of their journey. Oh, this sounds better. And how we respond really is, I think the first tool is to recognize that everything physical that is happening here, whether it is a cut, a bruise, a fight, an argument, has a spiritual and a spiritual reason and a spiritual source. And so that is many times to look at ourselves when we are in confrontation with others, or if we find ourselves in confrontation, it is, what am I contributing to that situation? To tie it to the subject that we are going to talk about today, parent alienation, many times it exists there. But before I go into that, I do want to ask Mayan to give us a call, Mayan Stahl, and 323-203-0815. And she will also... she will share her story. Very interesting. And let's see. So when we are in a situation, many times in a situation with coworkers, for example, how do we respond? Many times we feel that we are righteous and we are right about this, about our action, about what we're saying, and we are getting charged right away. How do we respond otherwise? Oh, there is Mayan. Hello.
Let's see. So,
hello.
Hi, Mayan.
When we are in a situation,
if you have the radio on, you have the radio on. If you can take it down, can you do that?
Yeah.
Because it echoes here.
Okay.
All the way down. There you go.
All the way down?
All the way down. You will hear it later. It's recorded. Yes.
I want to hear what he's saying, so I know how to tie to the conversation.
I'm talking with you, so you hear what I'm saying.
Ah,
it doesn't matter. We are online. We are on air.
Okay.
So I have... Alan. Hi, I have Mayan Stahl. Hi, Mayan. Okay, so hi, Mayan, how are you?
I am great. How are you, Ilan?
Thank God.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank God, and thank you for being here. It's lovely to have you. And so Mayan, I understand and I know that you are... did I get it right? You were heading the Chicago United... parents?
I'm not really heading. We are part of group of parents.
Yes.
Who are heading it together.
Yes.
Yes. And we are doing it all together.
And so there are a bunch of noises there. I don't know what this is going on. Can you hear me? Hello.
Disconnected a little bit.
Yeah, I hear a lot of noises, a lot of popping. So if you're moving or something...
No, I'm sitting in a different room.
Okay. So Mayan, you're in Chicago, right? And you moved to from Israel when?
I came to Chicago about 25 years ago.
About 25 years ago, yeah.
To learn English.
You came here to learn English?
To go back to Israel, yeah.
Okay.
Took me 25 years to learn English, and at the end of this year, with God's help, I will be back to Israel.
Oh, so do you plan on going back to Israel this year? God willing.
With God willing, exactly.
Wow, wonderful. Wonderful. So
my group in Chicago is an attempt to really bring the awareness and the support, because when I went through that journey of divorce and going through parental alienation.
Yes.
There was nothing, no help, yeah. no one to talk to. And it's really like Alice in Wonderland. You're going down in a
rabbit hole. Yeah, in the rabbit.
But there is no bottom.
Hmm. So how long? So when did that start? When did that start? The tear that created that process of starting to
alienate? About 10 years ago.
And how old were your kids?
What?
And how old were your children? That time,
the kid at that time, my oldest was 9.
Uh huh.
7 and a half.
I see. Okay.
5 and 18 months old.
Okay, and.
When we got this is when the family broke, and the divorce process started.
Okay.
Little I knew. You know, in my head, when you break, you can still do it amicably. And yeah, the relationship and the couple relationship is no longer there. But when you have 4 kids, they are on top.
Of course.
And I was willing, and I did swallow all the frogs in the world in order to make co-parenting possible.
I can't understand. You're muffled a little bit. You moved your...
Sorry about that. Can you hear me better?
Now I can hear you better. So
at the beginning of the journey,
yeah,
you know, in my naive and not knowing anything about the world out there, I thought that you separate and you continue to co-parent, and the kids' needs and desires are above everything.
Well, that is true. That is true. How did it start? How did it start? How did you feel at the first time? Can you bring yourself to that first moment where this now you have a name to it. It's called parental alienation. But as we were going through that, many times in the beginning, parents who never experienced that, and obviously, you didn't experience that, so. It's hard to put a finger on something, but can you bring yourself to that place? And what was the
helpless.
First sign? What was the first
helpless,
sign?
Helpless, not knowing anything. No. The world does not understand you. People think you are completely crazy.
No, but for you, what was the first step from your children or through the relationship that you have with your children that you start noticing that something is off here, that it's not, no. Did it come
this
through the children?
This is exactly, yeah, Ilan, this is exactly what it is. It took me way too long to realize that this is not how divorce should be, that something is really, really off. And because there was not awareness,
yeah,
because everywhere I turned at that time, or they looked at me like I'm losing it and I'm totally crazy. What do I want? Just because of lack, for a better word, of awareness or willing to even go and investigate what's really going on. At that time, I felt like I'm running full speed on neutral and going nowhere because the kids, my oldest daughter, who was like attached to me with a, you know, biblical cord, suddenly starting to manifest behaviors that are really an extension arm of the other parent and the other parent's extended family. And she's been repeating words and phrases.
Yeah.
And I've been blamed on stuff that...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Very not true.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I remember with in my experience, my personal experience. Now things are different, and things are okay. Thank God. But at that time, I experienced the children would come with, and I hear that also from people that I work with. That suddenly a child at a very young age come up with words that. The only way they could have learned that is coming from the other parent. And this is really rewiring their structural thinking or way of thinking. And I read that you told me, or you wrote to me, that two of your children... So what is the status today? Let's put it this way. Let me ask you this way. How is the status today with your children? How is your relationship with them?
So my two older daughters, unfortunately, at the moment, are still alienated with a lot of prayers.
And how old are they?
This will change soon. I have a 19 and a half and almost 18 at this month. She's going to be 18. I haven't had any positive contact with them for... The oldest one, 7 years. The second one, 5 years. My oldest one had, you know, got married without me. Thanks God she's pregnant. And I'm an absent, I will be an absent grandma at the moment. Part of me going back to Israel is to be able to be closer to them, not 6,000 miles away.
So your children... Sorry, go ahead.
They moved to Israel... around the age of 13, 14, with a program which was really a good thing to do.
And they moved. They moved there alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
They moved there alone.
So this is so now the group that you're having, is that comprised of men and women, or only men, or only women, I'm assuming? Or asking?
All the group that I'm part of are co-ed, both men and women.
Okay.
Parental alienation does not discriminate.
That's true. But here's
it's hurting all of us, and it's not happening more to women or not more to men, even though sometimes it can feel like that. And it also doesn't recognize if you have money, don't have money, or what religious you are.
It's a
tool.
So what do you, in the groups, how do you, can you describe one tool or one way to support? So when a group of people that are sharing similar experiences, what do you do in the groups? Do you meet with the group, the Facebook group, or do you have legal help? Do you have people? Do you have attorneys that are more inclined to help alienated parents than others? How does it work in a group? In your group?
With your permission, Ilan, I will share a short story of what's happened to me, and then I'll answer
Wonderful.
Your question.
Please.
Okay, many moons ago, I shared with my close friends what I'm going through here in Chicago and the fact that wherever I turn, there is not really a help, that the therapies that I'm going with my daughter do not really understand the story behind and actually creating a lot more damages to the whole relationships, because there was no understanding of anything. I shared that story with my friends in Israel out of the blue, and we all know that the universe, nothing happens for...
Exactly.
Everything has a reason that it's happening. My friend is taking a friend from her township in her car, and that person tell my friend a story about what she's going on in life. And my friend tells her, hey, I have a friend in Chicago. She goes through exactly the same story. Found out there is a small, tiny group in Israel, about 40 people at the time, that they joined together, and they were all alienated parents who decided to organize. This is how I first heard about something organized that helping other people who are going through the same scenario like me. And this was the first group I touched base with. That was my lifesaver rope. First of all, I'm no longer a cuckoo. There are other people who are going through exactly the same scenarios like me.
Let me say something. You were never, I don't think you were ever a cuckoo. You were done maybe being told that you're a cuckoo.
This is right, but this is gaslighting.
And that's
something
right.
that targeted parents need to be aware of. Gaslighting is a phenomena that the alienating parents and their supporters and surrounding will create an environment that is a fiction environment for you. And it's called gaslighting.
Yes. Yes. So here is the thing with that. Yes, everything has... Here is my... the way that I look at it, just start in the beginning. Everything, as you recognize too, everything has a spiritual reason and cause, right? So everything is happening for a reason. It's not just the what appears to be good or what appears to be not good, right? Do you feel? Did you come to a place where you said to yourself, you know what? Why am I going through this? Is there a reason I'm going through this? Aside from the reason of the story, that on the story level, the children are being alienated. And again, it's not to diminish anything. I'm just putting it like flat out. So the kids are going through that. Because just like somebody else is going in Israel, similarly to what you are going through, they have a different story. Do you see what I'm saying? So yeah. they have a different circumstances, a different story, different players. Okay, did you come to a place where because I know I did, so I'm asking you, did you come to a place where you ask yourself, why am I going through this? What do I have to learn from this? What is this teaching me? Yes, there is the pain. Is it teaching me to just is it a fight or flight? Is it a fight or flight for me as well? Did you go through any of those contemplations?
I think to experience parental alienation is to experience personal growth on steroids.
Say the last sentence.
To experience parental alienation is to experience the personal development on steroids.
Oh, yes, yes, exactly.
It's really... The first thing that I realized once I met with that group and I started to understand what's going on, and my free fall had actually stopped. At that point, I found a stable ground that from there you can climb.
Mm-hmm.
I also, during my journey, I discovered Kabbalah, or maybe Kabbalah discovered me.
Okay, exactly. The other way around.
and that was actually at the very, very beginning when I started to understand that I was chosen for that journey. And every experience I went through the years, I always had a sentence in the back of my head, you going through that because whenever somebody will come to you, you will be able to tell them, okay, been there, done that. It's not the end of the world. There is solution. Stay calm. Stay focused. There is a hope. And that mantra was in my head before I even understood what's going on.
That's in that aspect, it's wonderful. Because this is the result... This is the result of that personal development, the result of taking a step back, taking a breath, working on disconnecting from the emotional state so you can act in the best way that will serve the children, in the best way that will serve the situation without allowing the derailment into the emotional place, which then creates all kind of situations, you know. What I want, I don't know how it is in Chicago. Okay, I know I went through this in LA, and so I don't know the differences. But I do work with women and couples that are going through this here, and I went through many years of how the system works here. And what I've discovered is that while I was experiencing that, and that may be something could be true on your end, or end of the legal system, that while I was going through what I was going through and the children were going through what they were going through, it was at least 50% encouragement of the system itself. the system, the legal system itself, because the legal system is either biased towards the men or biased towards the women. At least it was like this for many years. That I know in Boston, I was in Boston, I was experiencing it in LA. It was, the system would be favoring women for a long time. Also in the Midwest, where it started for me. So the thing is that that understanding, part of the work is to understand that that the frame that all this is happening under is a game. Is a game within a game. We this world is a game, but that system, that quote unquote family law system, is really a game, because the attorneys, everybody, they are all coming together at the end of the day or the end of the week or doing all this, what they're doing. So do you find this, this understanding as well there? Is that, do you feel that the system is, I mean, you said actually that the system did not support you because they couldn't understand your language. They couldn't understand what you're saying. So they automatically classified you as
the
you.
The system is in favor of the money.
It's all about the money, that's right.
It's all about the
it's
money.
All about, and that's the understanding.
It's all about the money. We as targeted parents and the kids who are being through that, we are not, we are just soldiers in the game, in the court system. The idea for alienated, for targeted parents,
you got muffled again.
Avoid the court at all costs, because family courts just don't have the tools to deal with. First of all, evaluation. Evaluation.
Mayan, you're muffled again. You're muffled again. Sorry.
I don't know why.
There you go. Now you're good.
So, okay, so yes. The family court is all about the money.
Yes.
They don't care about not the targeted parents and not the kids. One of the ways that alienating parents, the abuser one, is using the family court as a tool.
Exactly.
To continue the abuse, to continue the control, and there is no remedy against it. So the idea is to try to stay as much as possible away from court and to try to solve the issues in the therapy arena, because parental alienation is a form of child abuse. It's a domestic violence.
Yes,
and
yes, I totally agree with that.
It does not belong to the court.
That, therefore what now?
It does not belong to the court. It's not a
yes.
regular child
it's
custody.
Not, yes, it's not a regular one, because you have different aspects. You have a whole different, you're trying to use tools that really don't address the real issues that brought this whole thing, that need to be resolved.
And between any appointment in the court, it's 6 months that you don't see the kids, and we know that child time, the time that one parent does not see the kids and the other parents have the control to continue to brainwash, manipulate, install for information, every minute, it's a minute that we lost, that will never come back. Today we know the effect on the brain of those kids.
So let me ask you something.
7 years ago...
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
If 7 years ago we did not have much information available and it was really hard to find stuff, mm-hmm. today the Facebook and the internet is full with legit information. There are tons of support groups who help to navigate through the mess. So one of the good things that happened via the social media and the awareness and the group, the support groups, is that we have way more knowledge available at the mm-hmm. beginning of the journey. No one needs to wait 3 or 4 years to understand that.
No, I understand that. Listen,
what they're going through.
When I start going through that, which was in about 2000, 2001, you know, 2002, there was at that time, still information was not available. And so it wasn't as like, you know, it wasn't as like we're talking about it now. And there are many groups. I had to fish and to look for support, either for men or I don't remember even. I remember using the word alienation, but it wasn't in conjunction with a term called parent alienation. Like it wasn't known like it is now. So I know what you're saying. I was in that time that it wasn't widely available. But here's the thing, you know, again, back to the question, as we talked, everything is reason, is spiritual, has a spiritual reason and source. And you chose to come to this journey. We chose this journey. And if you've started discovering Kabbalah, you know that. We've chosen this journey.
The kids chose me as the mother, he as the father.
And you chose
and
them.
And they knew what...
And you,
yeah.
And you
we
chose
all
them.
Chose that. So, and this helped me to step back and to walk a few steps back and let my kids, allowing their journey from understanding. So from a spiritual point of view, it's really... I think one of the things that I really tell the people in the groups or wherever, look on the bigger picture. Look on the bigger picture. Be proactive, not reactive.
Yes.
When we deal with the emotion, with the courage, with the blame, with the hardship, it's very, very easy to fall into being reactive.
That's right.
But when we are being reactive, we are missing.
That's
we are
right.
missing everything, because the people who at the end of the line making a decision about our kids and our lives when we are in court, they don't understand the whole picture. They see the final picture, which is us being reactive.
Yes, absolutely. And this is part of the work that I've been doing here for the past few years, that the reactiveness is a suddenly becomes so appealing to be reactive, because we just want the people that are going through the alienation just want peace and quiet and just want everything and want to agree to everything just so there won't be alienation or there won't be other things that you're trying to avoid. And many times we are, as it says, giving our pants because we just wish to be in that place and we are losing ourselves. And this is a whole different work that a person is really needs to go through to reclaim their own power. And this is the work that I do here because of also that experience. Reclaiming the power, not through being reactive, but seeing what is there for us, understanding everything and going forward. Following up on that, on what you said, so, like, thank God, in my experience, children grew up, they've seen how the lay of the land and everything is fine, but it doesn't happen all the time, just like you're experiencing.
Most people telling you, first of all, there are several aspects to look at it. When targeted parents go through the initial steps of alienation, the surrounding community around them usually saying some, and comes from a good point, not a bad, but not understanding what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Sentences like, the kids will grow up, don't worry, they will come back. Or on the other hand is, what did you do that the kids are not talking to you? There is no smoke without fire. You must have done something. Dig deep. You probably did something. So I want to answer for both of those remarks. First of all, parental alienation, it is smoke without fire. Targeted parents are normative parents who did not do anything to hurt their children. The children have been brainwashed exactly like suicide bomber. They've been installed false information against that parent and their families. So there is smoke without fire, and this is very crucial for the surrounding people to understand that once you ask those kids little deeper questions, their mantra of they abused me, they hurt me, they didn't, whatever they was told to say will break, will not have any more excuses, because they learn how to give a mantra on a very shallow level. The other hand, research have shown that kids who've been alienated long enough do not come back at 18.
Yeah.
Because their DNA and their brain
connection
has been so deformed.
Yeah.
And they live in a distorted reality. They don't know what the true reality is anymore.
Yes,
and
yes.
They're not going to come back by themselves. They
we hope that they would, just like you, me, others are going through the journeys of our lives, and we are discovering things that we've been, just like we've been told a story to believe in, just like we've been grown in a box or in a whatever that is, telling us that this is how we should live or what we should think or how we should think. So we can do our proactiveness in maybe providing that spiritual bed for them to eventually, hopefully, when they come to that place of realization, they open that Pandora box and see that it was really a smoke with no fire. Don't you agree?
You need to be really brave to open that Pandora box, and you need to be really, really, really brave
to get
down from that ego tree that you climbed. Alienated kids have been climbing a huge ego tree, supported by the alienating parents and their regime. And those kids are literally, unfortunately, losing sense of right and wrong, and everything is black and white in their eyes.
Based on their reality, yeah. No, I understand
based
that.
Based on their reality.
Exactly.
So that's why I put a lot of effort into bringing the awareness of parental alienation into the education system.
Yeah.
Because the earlier you have correct intervention and the people around the kids, at the moment around the world, school choose to put their head in the sand. They choose to not take part or not take side in what's happening in that child family environment, which is so, so wrong for the child. It doesn't do justice, not to the child and not to the targeted parent.
I hear you. No, you, absolutely. What you're saying is gold, and we're almost out of time. I'm really grateful for the work that you're doing through your own journey. We're all going through our own journey and being that change, or at least at a certain point, being that change that we want to see. So I really, I'm thankful for what you're doing. Is there,
it's not only me that are doing it.
Well, but I'm talking with you now.
Hundreds of groups. And yeah, but you know what? We just finished Hanukkah, and we have a song that we all each one light, but together we are a torch.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So this is who we are.
That's
right. This is exactly the work that we do. I do, and I have a ripple effect for the people around me. You do, you have a ripple effect around you. The other group are having the ripple effect. Together, we're a tsunami.
A tsunami of good and love. Yes.
Tsunami of good. Tsunami of awareness, education, helping people.
Amen.
That brings me to, I want to share that tonight.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
Eastern time.
So it's 5 p.m. Pacific time. 5 p.m. Pacific time.
There is a call with Dr. Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller.
Support group. Stephen Miller is one of the top psychologists about parental alienation. And he's giving a free support call together with Family Access, which is a group in the East Coast. Aileen Cobb is hosting that group. There is information for the call tonight on my Facebook page called Chicago United Parents.
Chicago United Parents. There will be tonight a phone call at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Dr. Stephen Miller to support parents who are going through alienation. I'm trying to wrap up, so just give me
the information for that call will be on that website. So go now. Register. You need to register with familyaccess.org.
Family what?
What's your name? Family Access.
Spell it out. Family. Spell it out. Family.
Hold on. I'm spelling it. Family. The word family.
Yes.
The word access. ACCESS. Fighting for children. Children's with S.
Okay.
Children's rights.
Okay.
.org. Can we post it on your?
Yes. Send me, please. Yes, send me a text with that, and I will gladly post it. Mayan.
Perfect. And
thank you. Last word?
Last word. Thank you for even how we met was a magic.
That's right.
So magic. Thank you for bringing that light out and allowing me to speak about parental alienation. I have one message for those people
out
there.
Please.
Remember, you are not alone. There is a lot of material on the web. Search, find the nearest support group. Find other people who are going through it and start helping each other, because when we help each other, we generate a lot of light, and also we're getting the support we need.
Amen. So, that's true. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mayan, very much. Thank you for being here. Thank you all for being here and listening. It is important because it is the journey of all each one of us to find that light, to spread that light, to be in a place of harmony. We want to be connected. We want to be together. If you are here in LA and you're going through parent alienation, we can talk. We can go through different programs that I'm doing here, and you can also contact Mayan through my site if you need support. But I'm sure you have here in LA. But Mayan is a unique experience, and she will tell you more in detail what is going on with her. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Mayan. Have a wonderful week. Shavua Tov. This is Liron Ben Shimon, A Piece of You.
Thank you, Ilan.
Bye-bye.
אם אתה אמיתית, תגיד שוב. אל תרפי אחיזה. כי סברתי נעות בנגעה. השקט צורם וקולך מפייס, מנפץ מחסומים איתנים, מזרזת זרימה של דם.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only